The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Thanks again to Jeff Passan. I know some of you joined that late, so again, we'll have that across our social media channels on YouTube and, of course, in the podcast as well. Tausch, so Saturday we were at the Summerfest grounds for the annual State of the Packers show. Gabe Neitzel, Alex Stroph, and myself. And as we were just about to go on the air, you know, Summerfest is an eclectic mix of folks. It's good people watching. I'm always fascinated by the folks that we are clearly talking into our microphones and that yet they come up and try to talk to you. Like, we're a radio show. We're talking on the radio. I can't talk to you right now. If you could wait for a commercial break, that would be great. But that's one thing. It's another when a man in a full, and I mean full, cape and all, Superman costume approaches the Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin Mobile Studios. And he's carrying a speaker playing Superman's theme from the Christopher Reeve era of Superman. You love that analogy. I regret to inform you that we did not credit you for that analogy because Superman was there in the flesh himself. But it led to a conversation about Jordan Love. By the way, if you were going to wear a costume to Summerfest, I would obviously wear Elmo, and it would be very warm because it was 90 degrees even by the lake on Saturday. Would you have a go-to costume that you'd be willing to walk around Summerfest in?
I'd probably go as Hoss.
Hoss?
Yeah.
From, like, Bonanza?
I think it's either Bonanza or one of those old westerns. Yeah. Hoss.
Big Is that what you wore to Morgan Wallen?
Vest, cowboy hat. That's what I'd have probably rocked as.
Well,
this from Dallas.
Well, it's along the same lines.
No, it's similar. But, yeah, I wouldn't go superhero. I would go probably somebody in the Western genre.
Well, the Man of Steel has clearly let himself go a bit. But it did lead to the conversation about Jordan Love, which you have had on this show previously, but that we had in turn on the State of the Packers show. Here is how that conversation went.
The Packers don't need their quarterback to be Superman. And I don't like to recycle lines, but as you pointed out, I'm on so many shows, it's hard not to. They don't have to win always because of Jordan Love. They need to win with him. And sometimes that means he's going to have to make those Superman plays and have those moments. But what they definitely need, and look, he had those throws last season, right, Gabe? I mean, there were throws where you were like, whew, that's a wild throw. Remember when I used to talk about how few of those we saw when he was a backup and he was in practice? We saw plenty of wild throws over the last two seasons. What we need to see is healthy and consistent play from him in 2025. And if that happens, that puts them in a much different place this season than they finished last year, losing three in a row to close the year.
If I may.
You may.
If I may. That is almost verbatim what I've said on the show 50 times. So I don't care if Superman is I don't care if Christopher Reeves is flying down Summerfest. Or I think Christopher Reeves passed, right?
It'd be David Cornsweat is the new Superman.
David Cornsweat is his name?
Yes.
I'm sorry. You can't have a Superman named Cornsweat.
Well, no. They do, and it looks fantastic,
well,
by the way.
Can. That doesn't mean it's right. But if I may, I work hard on this show to try and provide original content. I don't do 100 shows like you, so it's fair. But when you utilize basically verbatim ideas that I have and that I have said on this show 10 times, I want to be cited. You just took exactly what I've said on this show numerous throughout this entire OTA and minicamp period. You just went, the only thing you didn't say is, I need him to be Clark Kent Two, I don't need him to be putting a blanket cape on all the time. You just said that, and that's why when we get that audio last night, I'm like, well, just wait a second. I said that. I literally have said that for weeks and months, and now you're trying to put it on some random cat floating around Summerfest? I'm sorry, bro. I need a bibliography, and old T needs to be cited when you're going to utilize that. That's just where it's at. That's how I feel.
Mark Tauscher is the only person to have ever thought about a superhero analogy when it comes to a quarterback.
No, don't do that. Hey, don't do that. But you know I've pounded the Superman thing home here. You know that. Clark Kent. How many times have I Clark Kented, caped, and Supermaned in the Jordan Love conversation? 10? 15? Hours. I have.
Mark Tauscher was the first to come up with the idea of Jordan Love
This is just disingenuous, and this irritates me even more. So I am going to just, I'm going to swallow my ego, even though I shouldn't.
Are you?
And I am going to say, no, I will, because I'm not going to sit here and pout, and I get it. There's a lot of airtime. I understand it. But the point being, which you brought up with Clark Kent and everybody down at Summerfest, is I don't know if Jordan Love needs to be Superman, but I think he needs more Superman moments than what we saw last season. And if you remember Superman in the, I want to say it was with the old coach from Hoosiers, Gene Hackman, when he was in it.
Played Lex
and if you
Luthor.
Remember, Superman was fighting himself at the dump. If you guys remember, he was drunk. Superman comes in, he's all boozed up, and he was fighting himself, and he finally had to come to grips. He's like, I can't keep doing it this way. And the other Superman said, you know, he's pushing the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and he's going back, and he's fixing it, and he fought himself, and he won. Superman won that battle. And I think for some of the moments last year, Jordan Love had some of that Superman dump era where he was battling. He's whipping balls underhand, getting pick sixes. If you can get rid of the Superman dump era and just go and be Clark Kent punching in and then going when you need to, when there's a cat up in a tree or there's somebody that needs to be saved off of a roof, go put your cape on and do it, but you don't need to be walking around Summerfest, and you don't need to be walking around Oneida Street in your Superman cape. You only need to put it on when necessary, but you can't be dumpy Superman. And if you get rid of the dumpy Superman, you're going to end up being a playoff and a championship contender.
I'm not familiar with Superman 3. Is that the one with Richard Pryor in it?
It is.
Yes.
It's probably the worst of the Christopher Reeve Superman movies, but...
Not as good as Superman 4, The Quest for Peace?
I don't think so. Some people prefer that 3 to 4, but I think 3 is the worst.
Okay, and there's a scene where Superman fights himself.
Yes, it's like an evil version of himself. He like gets split, and then he's fighting himself.
It's like that Spider-Man meme where they're pointing at each other, kind of a thing.
Yeah, basically.
It's not. No, it's nothing like that.
Well, no, it's just it's multiple.
It's you're battling
versions,
your own
Pouch.
Demons, Jason.
It doesn't have to be a one-to-one comparison.
It's an analogy. He's fighting himself, but he's really fighting his demons?
No, he's literally fighting himself.
Hmm. I guess I'll have to rent it on VHS at Blockbuster, because I've never seen that one.
They're all on Max, so if you got HBO, you can get them all
there. Okay, there you go.
I've been
on a
big Superman kick with the movie coming out Thursday.
Oh, you have been?
I have.
So wait, so did you just watch Superman 3 and Tausch dropped a Superman 3 reference?
I watched Superman 3 like last week. So
Really? What are the odds of that?
Yeah, I've been going through and rewatching all of the movies. I won't watch Man of Steel because Zack Snyder ruined Superman. But yeah, I've been going through watching the animated stuff. Watched Death of Superman last night.
So. And you're a fan of Corn Sweat.
I'm a big
the new
fan.
Guy.
Very big fan of this new Superman. He'll actually be positive and like save cats out of the trees and not be all like, I'm mad all the time because I have all this power and I have to use it. He actually like wants to help people and enjoys helping people and like wants to help kids. And yeah, it's going to be good.
Wait, I'm sorry. I don't want to continue to digress here.
I got on a nerdy rant there. Sorry.
But wait, Superman in some of these subsequent post Christopher Reeve films is mad all the time because he's got all this power?
Basically.
They're darker?
Yeah, the Zack Snyder, Henry Cavill played him. It was very like literally in the Man of Steel movie that Henry Cavill was in, his dad, Pa Kent, tells him not to save him from a tornado because he doesn't want people to see that he has powers. Where like a big part of Superman's story is that Pa Kent dies from a heart attack and it's something Superman can't stop. So it's like that reminder of like, I can't do everything. And Zack Snyder was like, nah, bro, you're just going to not save him because I don't want you to. And they didn't want to pay Kevin Costner for more of the movie, probably. So I have very
Oh, and Kevin Costner was the dad that they killed off?
Yes.
I'm sorry. This Christopher Reeve is Superman to me. And then the old guy on TV once upon a time. I remember
the David Cornsweet will, I think, change that for a lot of people. I think this is going to be really good.
So now we know that it's when we have the power rankings of topics that Hunter Vaughn is interested in.
Oh, you get me going with comic books. I literally have a Gerald different superhero
Ford,
analogy. Yeah.
And then Superman. Is there anything else we should be aware of since you are producing the next 3 days, according to sources?
Yeah. Batman up ahead of Superman. That one I could do an entire show about Batman stuff. And then I think college football somewhere in there as well.
Mm. Okay. Well, you're an enigmatic character, Hunter.
I'm a complicated fella.
You are a complicated fella, you and Aaron Rodgers. All right, we will get to more of the things we discussed during the State of the Packers show. I do want to talk a little bit about the defense as well, but I'm glad we got to talk about the Superman analogy because, yes, Superman was there, but in the little Ibid bibliography, there should be a little number 65 next to the reference. Noting.
I don't feel like you feel that way, though. And for someone in journalism that cites stuff, I'm a little disappointed in your smugness.
Why are you always trying to stir stuff up?
You don't feel like you needed to cite it. I could tell because you're doing this thing with your voice, and that's why I just wanted to move away because I'm not going to sit here and fight with you on air. But I could tell you're crazy, even though I know I'm not.
I would just say this, and then we can move forward. If you listened to all the appearances that I make across our various shows, you would hear me talk in glowing terms about you on a very regular basis. And unfortunately, in this instance, this fellow that approached the booth had some of us a little rattled as we worked our way through the incident. So it was certainly not a conscious choice to not credit you. And
through
I thought
incident?
I tried to make
what was,
that.
What was the incident?
Touch.
He literally interrupted the show like we were just starting.
Yeah.
And he brought his own speaker. Like you could hear the Superman music while we were trying to start the show.
He's providing. Well, you should be thanking him. He's providing you content.
Yeah, but then
that should be a hat tip.
It was then Alex Stroph, who was driving the show, then asked the question, does Jordan Love need to be the Packers Superman next season? So Stroph was the one that should have been crediting you in reality. This really isn't on Jason.
Thank you, Hunter.
You're welcome.
It never is. If there's one thing I've learned in 9 years, it never is. That is for sure. That is for sure.
More Will Do Taush. Straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Just a quick follow-up to the Superman conversation and the visitor interloper from the planet Krypton who joined us at Summerfest. So if we're not asking, and look, Hunter, you know way more about superheroes than I do. That is not my area of expertise. Who does need to be a superhero? Like, I think back to the Hall of Justice. I don't know if that's too old of a cartoon for you, Tausch, but they had, you know, the Wonder Twins and Aquaman. They all worked in the same office building, all the superheroes.
Ape. Was the Grape Ape part of that?
I don't think he was. I think he was on the didn't they have like a competition show where all the different cartoon characters were like Battle of the Network Stars, where he was on a team?
Yeah. And
I remember that.
What was the name of it? It was the Wonder Team? What was that whole group?
Yes, the Wonder Twins. They would do a fist bump, and then they could activate into take the form of a pail of water or whatever it might have been. But, like, they had everybody there, right? Batman and Robin and Wonder Woman and the whole gang all working out of the Hall of Justice or whatever that building was. It looked like an old Kohl's grocery store. It had the arcing roof. But they do have other people on this team. There are other types of superheroes besides the Man of Steel. Like, who does need to be a superhero on this group? The first one that comes to mind for me is Rashawn Gary, because they've paid him like a superhero. It's time for him to do some superhero things as a pass rusher. No?
I think it's I don't know if you can ask him to be Superman. I would say if the first two names that came to my mind when you said that, outside of obviously Jordan Love being a pseudo Superman, would be Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney. Those, I believe, are our two best players at their position. I think they're, you know, if you want to get rid, I'm not going to get into the O-line. We talk enough about that. But Josh Jacobs, I think, needs to have a season as good, if not better, than what he did last year. And is that fair? That's a big ask. A, to stay healthy and to be available for that, but to be able to be as productive yards after contact, which it turns out, I think, was, you know, behind an offensive line that the Green Bay Packers themselves didn't feel was that great with how they've approached it. So if Josh Jacobs, now that this O-line is more in line with what Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur want, I think he needs to be more of a home run hitter than maybe what we saw from last year. And I don't think that's a fair – it's not fair, but it's also not fair to ask Superman to do all the things that Superman does. Like, that's not fair. And I think that's probably why Hunter feels like maybe the Superman franchise is dipped, because Superman's feeling that pressure of having to do all that. And it sounds like this is going to be a little bit more of a happier, go-luckier type Superman filling in this new role. I think this movie's coming out this week.
Cornhole, or whatever his name is.
Corn Sweat,
sorry. Tausch, I'm glad you brought up the shot.
You would think that professionally he'd change that name. Corn Sweat?
The thing is, like, because it's such a goofy name, and then because I've been so into this movie, they've been showing, like, clips of him behind the scenes. It just works for him. Like, he literally bought
a dog.
You
got a little crush on Corn Sweat, it sounds like. You got a little crush on Corn Sweat.
No, I've got a crush on Superman.
He's got
his
sweet
movie.
Corn on yeah. Corn Sweat.
He's very sweet on Corn Sweat. That's true.
Just for those who...
I'm going to say something that I don't think is controversial. But you got your big three when it comes to superhero movies. And I don't do Marvel. I'm not in on the Marvel series. I'm not in on it.
Okay.
Superman, even when you factor Reeves into it, it is a distant third in the superhero cycle. And I have a hard time because Batman with Christian Bale was so good.
Uh-huh.
I've always been a Spider-Man, especially with Tobey Maguire. It goes Batman, Spider-Man, Superman. And I don't think Superman's particularly close. I think Spider-Man and Batman work, and Bale just blew it out the water to elevate himself past Spider-Man. Without Bale, I think it's Spider-Man, Batman, Superman. Superman needs a new Reeves. They need this corn sweat to really elevate because it is dipped. They're basically struggling. They got 1 foot off the medal stand. Is how I got first place is here. Second place is tiered pretty close. And then third place would be almost against the ground. And I think they got 1 foot off the podium. That's how I view this this superhero complex.
So the casting has been their kryptonite, you would say.
Good one.
Casting, yes. The writing, having a dude bro director like Zack Snyder try to do what's supposed to be a happy, like dorky character and make him...
Oh, Batman got pretty dark, and it was awesome.
Batman is dark, and he's supposed to be dark. Superman is supposed to be the big blue Boy Scout that's positive and the uplifting one, and that's why they work so well together when they're together in like the comic books or leading the Justice League. That's why.
All right. Well, happy birthday tomorrow to David Packard Corn Sweat, who will turn 32 tomorrow. So a big week for David. With everything that's going on. By the way, the spelling on this, CorenSweet. So if you do Google corn sweat.
Corensvet. It's Corensvet.
Yes. I think he should change the accents on the syllables and change it up a little bit. But Hunter will give us our report at some point when he goes and sees this film. Tausch can always give us a report on his local Quick Trip, because he's always getting his Karuba coffee without a cover and all kinds of great snacks and for reals and chicken.
Indeed, it is Monday, so it is Chicken Monday. I told you, we went over to a little cookout, took that blueberry pie, thought, you know what goes great with blueberry pie? Vanilla ice creams. We stopped down over at Quick Trip for that. And this summer, we got a way for you to make some money. Gear up for Quick Trip's Mountain Dew Quick Climb. Every sip gets you closer to the summit. Now through August 17th, play each day for free right in the Quick Rewards app. You can score bonus plays with every eligible item you grab, like an ice-cold Pepsi, bold Mountain Dew, or your hydrating Gatorade or Propel. $5,000 a week, stacking higher and higher until one player reaches that top prize of $250,000. So get climbing now in the Quick Rewards app, and you can also get white bread, 99 cents a loaf, lean ground beef, 73%, $2.99 a pound, Simply Potato shredded hash browns, $1.99. Well, we all get it. Life is busy. It makes your life simple when you're going out. Just go grab what you need. Quick Trip's got you covered. Take advantage of everything Quick Trip has to offer, like rewards on every purchase, and you can order ahead. And Quick Trip, yeah, we'll see you next time.
To Tausch's point, I think in the break I'm going to read this story from GQ. Can David Cornsweat save Superman? I want to make sure I find out more about the idea of rescuing, because I think this one you're right on. He needs a reboot, and Cornsweat needs to get her done. We'll talk more about the Packers and less about superheroes next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
On Monday, not a sound. On Wednesday, might get loud. On Friday, but on Saturday, we paint the town. Lose my sense of time.
A really interesting story, Hunter, about the Superman franchise and what a big gamble this is as they try to revive Superman. Our good buddy, and usually he's a Bucks expert, but apparently He's got some knowledge of superheroes as well. Bale and Christopher Nolan were the ones who saved Batman, because if you recall, as was pointed out by some of our teammates and friends, Batman was dead, right? I mean, they had tried a bunch of different Batmans in those, Clooney, Val Kilmer, who was the other one? It was Mr. Mom. It was bad. It had gone, okay. It was no longer popular. Michael Keaton, that's who it was. And Bale, to Tausch's point, and Christopher Nolan, who directed those films, that was a turnaround in a big way. We'll move on from the world of superheroes, because when I asked you about a superhero for the Packers and you said Josh Jacobs as one of the two, that was part of our conversation on Saturday, because you just said about the offensive line that it wasn't good enough. And my argument would be the Packers didn't rearrange their offensive line to improve their pass protection. They rearranged their offensive line so they could be an even better running team. Would you agree or disagree with that opinion?
Ooh, it's a good question. I know Jordan Love didn't get sacked a bunch last year. I do think they felt like the interior part of that group gave up more pressures and stuff in Jordan's face and made Jordan move off his spot sooner rather than later. But I thought one of the stats that Jason Wilde really did a good job early in the offseason of putting out there about yards after contact that Josh Jacobs had compared to Saquon. It was like crazy town what Josh was able to do. And that is a sign of, you know, you give up some penetration, you leave guys unblocked, you don't get up to the second level. Guys have open shots at Josh, and Josh was able to avoid and make guys miss and or run guys over, whatever it was. So I think your question is interesting. There is no doubt I feel like the Packers felt like the inside, and especially at center, they were not good enough. And that's why they went and did what they did. And whether that is on short yardage, or whether it's goal line, whatever it might look like, the run game, I think, especially those hard yards, I don't think there was any problem on first and second down. I think it was they didn't trust that they wouldn't get penetration and that they would have they struggled on short yardage, and I don't know what the stats. Just like I was surprised by how well they did explosive run-wise last year, I don't know if I'd be surprised at what their third and fourth down short yardage run game looked like last year. But I would say if you pinned me down and asked, I would say the run game was probably the big reason why the Packers moved the chairs around and brought in Banks to try and solidify that part of their game.
We'll talk more about Josh Jacobs, because I do want to ask you a follow-up question to that as I get ready. We're up to number 14 on our most important Packers list with 27 players on it. But eventually we're going to...
That's the most you thing in the world, Jason, by the way.
It's on brand.
I appreciate it so much.
I wouldn't deny that. But eventually I will have to pick a number one, and someone else will have to be number two. And I want to bounce an idea off of Tausch. I have not made my final determination yet. The list is still fluid. But I do, especially after you brought up the yards before contact versus after contact, and we talked about the offensive line a little bit there. I am curious for your take, which I will get after you tell us about your take on UW Credit Union and your love of having that cute rascal Bucky Badger on your debit card.
For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, and they're going to help you reach your financial goals. And people ask, you know, why do you want to join UW Credit Union? Well, let's keep your banking local. They have great member first service and great perks like early payday. But It's just great to be around Wisconsin. I mean, Bucky, you got all these different options on your card. Bucky is one. You got the Union. You have all those things, but I love having Bucky on mine. And if you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fandom will make you do crazy things, but this makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get that Bucky card. Get the card you want. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
We'll get to a little more conversation about Josh Jacobs next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today.
So we're up to number 14, which is Kenny Clark on the countdown of most important Packers.
He was 97.
He is both. And soon he'll be 30, which means he won't have much time left with the Green Bay Packers. But Tausch, I'm not, you know, obviously we got another week and a half or so.
Hey, Jason, would if the Packers hadn't extended him last season, would he still be? If they knew the season he had, I know he was injured, would they still have signed him?
Well, if they hadn't extended him, he'd be cheaper, so maybe they would have kept him? If that makes sense, like this year, because he wouldn't cost that much?
So he'd be on this team regardless, is what you're
telling me. So. I think so.
Okay.
I won't say that same thing about next year. And again, he talked about the foot/toe injury that he suffered in Brazil, and it was a factor all season long. Did you ever have foot issue? I mean, we know your feet are gnarly, and that's why you get your pedicures. But did you ever have like turf toe, or because people I think don't appreciate how painful and problematic those can be, especially for you bigger guys in the trenches. Did you ever deal with any of that? Did you ever have to play through that kind of thing?
Yeah, I tore my plantar fascia. I had plantar fasciitis. I want to say I did it on, we opened up against Carolina. It was either week one or week two, and I felt it rip in the early part of that game, and it was one of the hardest seasons I went through because I didn't miss any games, but I couldn't sleep. It was one of those, I had to like get one of those things where it bends your toes backwards to keep flexion in your foot. And then every morning you'd wake up and it was miserable. And then you'd have to rehab it. And it sucks. So I think for everybody that's just saying, well, Kenny Clark had a bad year. Kenny had turf toe, which I have not had. But I know it is a painful deal. And you can't function. There's certain things you can do, like if your shoulder or if you're, even if it's a knee and it's, you can brace it up. There's not a lot you can do for a foot. And it's integral to everything you do. So that's why I think Kenny Clark, he obviously did that thing with Glazer down in Mexico, I think early this offseason. I think he's primed to have a big time comeback season.
So you can't. So there's nothing you can do, like in terms of, you obviously tape your ankles or spat up outside your cleats. What did you do to try and get through games with that?
Chewy's
played with it too,
it
a couple times, I think.
Yeah, there's ways you tape it in order to maybe alleviate it, but there's just certain times that it just, you're going and you don't think about it, and bop, you feel it, you know it's there, and there's nothing you can do about it.
So anyway, Kenny Clark is number 14. You can read that at channel3000.com. We are not yet to number one and number two, but I think I want to make the argument that Josh Jacobs should be number one. I'm not sure that I'm going to, but there's an argument to be made, right? We just talked about the offensive line adjustment more so for the run game than the pass game, right? Aaron Banks does not have a track record as this star-spangled, awesome pass protector as a left guard. He is a really, really good run blocker, and he's a good pass blocker. I'm not saying he's not, but that's not viewed as his number one strength. They've obviously moved Elgton Jenkins to center. They are creating competition at left tackle because they're, in part, because they think Jordan Morgan can be a better run blocker than Rashid Walker has been for them. We know they have Zach Tom, who they feel good about, and then we'll see. If it doesn't work out at left tackle for Jordan Morgan, maybe he'll compete with Sean Ryan at right guard. But we talked about the statistic that Saquon Barkley had one fewer yard before contact than Josh Jacobs had all season last year. Total rushing yards. 1,329 total yards for Josh, 1,328 before contact out of those 2,000 yards for Saquon Barkley. They don't have a guy at this point, although they like Emmanuel Wilson and they have high hopes for Marshawn Lloyd. Josh Jacobs is clearly the guy. Jordan Love is clearly the guy at quarterback, but they did have a quarterback who basically won three games for them when he had a play. So is there an argument to be made for Josh Jacobs being a smidge more important than the quarterback, or is that stupid talk by me?
No, I don't think it's stupid talk. I think that quarterback always, with the fact that they touch the ball every snap and make the decision making, it's going to be hard to not put Jordan Love at one. But if you're going to put somebody else and you want to be a little edgy, I don't think Josh Jacobs is edgy. I think Josh Jacobs, I think you've built your team and you built the way you want to play offense around having Josh Jacobs. You're doing things a little differently, and I'm interested to see if they meld some of that under center, even though I know LaFleur filibustered you last year on that whole concept. They're going to go more under center if they want to get to, especially if they're going to use two tights and everything right. else that we're thinking they might be doing. Josh Jacobs is going to be integral to it, but I would be hard pressed to put him ahead of Jordan Love as far as who's going to be the biggest difference maker for this season to go one way or the other. If you want to be really edgy, you go Elgton Jenkins one, because all of the uncertainty and what you're looking for, if they don't bring Elgton Jenkins to get that figured out, and then if he doesn't play at a high level and what his contract status, and there's just a lot there. Elgton Jenkins is going to be a critical piece to what this team is doing. And the fact that it's still up in the air, even though I think his will be rectified prior to Zach Tom's, I think Elgton Jenkins is a huge piece to this puzzle of what Goody and LaFleur are trying to get done.
Are you, since you bring that up, it's July 7th. Training camp opens July 23rd.
Today is that day that all the guys, they just went and had great weekends, you know, cookouts and fireworks and letting their hair down. And then today they get back in that weight room and they're like, whew, 2 weeks and we're back at it. My body feels great right now. And in 2 weeks, I'm going to reset this thing and I'm going to start feeling like crap by the end of the month. I always said after the 4th of July is when you start cranking it back up. And I'm guessing that's, especially on the mental side of it, football is in your head at this point.
So when, if ever, will you start to be concerned about Elgton Jenkins?
I will be concerned if the first or second day of padded practices, Elgton Jenkins is still just chilling on the sideline. And we're not hearing that this thing is close. Just like I wasn't concerned with Jordan last year. I know there are some fans that were. You knew that they would have to get it done. And Jordan showing up, I thought, was a really good step. I will be shocked if Elgton doesn't show up. Just like I'll be shocked if Zach doesn't show up. But I will be curious if either of them do anything.
If they both called you, they
face. Neither would.
Yeah, so if they FaceTimed you right now, they say, hey, Tosh, we don't want to be on the air. But Zach Tom and Elgton Jenkins both FaceTimed you and said, what should we do?
Yep.
Don't go out there until you've been paid.
I don't know what I would say to Zach. I think with Elgton, it's real simple. They need to figure something out. I don't blame you one bit for doing it this way. Now, there is going to come a point if the Packers want to play real hardball that Elgton will be put in some weird spots because he is going to be compensated well this year. It's just a matter of then this is probably going to be it if right. you don't figure it out because there's going to be plenty of teams that will want Elgton Jenkins to be on their offensive line next season, you know, if they can't figure something out.
You're right about that. Well, they better insure carefully behind him if they're not going to take care of him because this could take a turn, and they won't be dreaming fearlessly at center if it does.
American Family Insurance has been a proud partner of Wilde and Tausch from the jump, and for almost 100 years they've been committed to making life better with the right home and auto protection. Also, you're free to enjoy your dreams. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com.
The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.